follow the cow. This is the same cow that takes this good life here. In other words, the teacher of Rosh here is the cow. Now, the mission three says mentions Lamed Vov three says. Lamed Vov three says. Why does the Mishnah mention Lamed Vov three says? Who is interested in knowing the numbers? So, but the purpose of this number is to advise us and how many Aveiros there is a call. Because there is a call only for an Aveire, the magic of which there is God. So the Mishnah increases and has a list of Lamed Vov treses. So for the shaking of these Lamed Vov treses, so there is a Chavis Kavua. Now, so the question is, why doesn't the Mishnah mention 39 treses? 39 treses. And let there be Kores and 39 treses. Perikeo, Mikabris, Mikalupon, Mateo, and Rebbe in Shuez. In Shuez, in Yume, that in Kippa is Mechata without children. On Kol Avera Shabbatim. But there are three cardinal Averas that without children in Kippa is Mechata. Which are the three cardinal Averas? Perikeo, Mikalupon, Mateo. And Mecha Pris and Mikhail from the field. Titania, Kitara Hashem Bozo, Kikoris Kikoris. So, Ze Apiri Tani, my Titania Kitara Hashem Bozo. Ze Apiri Tani Lum Gaul from the field. The Sisri say, hey, they are the Mecha Pris and Bozo. Kikoris Kikoris, Kikoris with Mecha Matipurim, Kikoris Lachani Matipurim. The Rabbonon, so, but the Rabbonon, they say that no Abeira can have Kapore without you. Can you keep up in the habit without you? So why does the Torah have to spell out these three Kavra Averes? So how does he apply the possibility of Ikores Ikores? He couldn't say Ikores with Neyem Matipurim, Ikores Lachari Matipurim, because no Avere is in keep up in the habit. So the Rabbonon, Ikores Beyo Mazeh, Ikores Beyo Mabo, Aveim Abo, Sheim Oso Tshubo Meim, so then it's Mechab. Then it's Mechab. All right. So the Kashi is, and the thesis of Osha is the Kashi. So since Rebbe learned out from the Pasuk of Ikores Ikores, that Ikores Ikores is Rebbe, the Pericate, the Mitzvah Breeze, the Mikaliponi, and Mikaliponi Batei Oro, and Mikaliponi Batei Oro, so then there should be Kores, so there is Kores for these three cardinal Averes. So the Shaking, if someone will be a Mitzvah Breeze, or Mikaliponi Batei Oro, or Pericate, the Shaking, so he should be Chayav Hatos. So why doesn't the Mishneh, the first Mishneh in Chizes, mention it among the Hayom Chizes, among the Lamed Vov Hayom Chizes? There'll be more than Lamed Vov. That's the Kashi. Something to say is, no. Who says that there is Kores for Pinnikir and Mitzvah Blitz and California Mateo? Who doubts that? Who doubts that? So, in other words, that's Rebbe. And Rebbe himself requires a love in order that one should be hired to discover the Hathos. And Pelikei or Meif Abris and Kalabon Mateiro do not involve love. They involve Kores, but no love. Where is their love against Kalabon Mateiro, against Pelikei? Against Pelikei. So, the Lord is Shafir, the Shwe, the Lord is Shredder, the Pelikei or Meif Abris and Kalabon, he's the Kores. The Lechoshek Mubah Hathay, Shisho is Rishi Tzitzit. So, in other words, that he should be hired a Hathos Kavua, the Shegei, we should do it as Kambal Ash. So then the question arises, so how about the Rabbonon? Well, the Rabbonon, they don't require a love for the Chiyuv of Chatos. And so then, according to the Rabbonon, so Perikeo Mifabriz and Galopon Mateiro should be mentioned in the first Mishnah in Chizes as one of those Averes, as Averes for which Bishayik there is a Chavis Kavua, there is a Chavis Kavua. Now, and the Rabbonon, and it's much more from the, so what you say, that the Rabbonon don't dash in the dosh. This is what the thesis of the Gilgan thesis says. So this is the end of the thesis, and the next piece is a Gil. That's not part and parcel of the thesis. So the question arises, but how about the Rabbonon? So like, according to Rebbe, we understand this why the Mishnah doesn't mention Pelikei Meif Abris Kalabon Mateo. Because according to Rebbe, Hathos requires love. And Pirkei Mifabris and Kalabon Mateo do not involve love. But according to Rabbonon, Hathos does not require love. So according to Rabbonon, mentioned in the Mishnah Chizitz. So what could we say? Let's forget it in Mishnah. So we could say that the Rabbonim don't apply the Koreis to Pirkei Mifakrisim Galatonim. But from the Gemara in Shavuos, it's much more not like that. Because the Gemara has the Rabbonim, they hold that the Kippah without Shavuos is not the Chaper for any other. So they couldn't darshan because the Kippah Makipurim, because the Achel Makipurim. So what do they say? The Rabbonim, because the Rabbonim, so it's much more that the Rabbonim also that apply to the three cardinal averes of Pirkeinum and Kaprisim Galaponim Bateyom. But instead of Darshan, he calls with Megi Makipurim, he calls Ahri Makipurim, they Darshan, he calls Vilomaze, he calls Vilomapo. But the Gvad Shem Bozo, there is no machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon insofar as the meaning of Gvad Shem Bozo is to say Hitler is concerned. Because the Rabbonon say, he calls Vilomaze, he calls Vilomapo. For which averes? For Gvad Shem Bozo is to say Hitler. What averes does this expression have reference to? The same Averes as Rebbe said. So the question is, so there is Kores, they call it Rabbonim of Rebbe also, for Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim. So there should be a Chavis Kavua. There should be a Chavis Kavua. All right, there's the Kash. So then, the Gilead case was started by the Kash. So this is what the Gilead had. The Rabbonim, that's the Lashon of the Gilead, not the Thesis itself. The Rabbonim, let's look on as the Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim. So, how will he apply Dvar Hashem Bozo as a place of Hitler? So, he will not douse in Dvar Hashem Bozo as a Galt Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim. But according to him, it always Dvar Hashem Bozo has reference of his own. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Shmuel says in Sanhedrin, Dvar Hashem Bozo is a Hitler of his own. Why? Because Oleichi will hear a whole Mipiyah Moshaman. So that's the Dvar Hashem Bozo. This is Dvar Hashem Bozo. So in Mele, there is no Kores. So the Kores that is implicit in the expression in Kores, the Kores. Because the Kores has reference to Avizore, there is Chatos B'Shem. But why do we need so many Psukim that there is a Chiyuv Kores for Avizore? So he says, we can not give Chrisis Vavin is Kores. So, because the Torah is telling us here that there is a Chiyuv Kores by Avizore, Derech Avidoso, and then there is a Chiyuv Kores for Ishtachboye, or for Nisuch, or for Kitu, even Shaloi Kiderech, Avidoso, and then there is a Chiyuv Kores for Mavir's name of Melech, and not after Melech, but any Avizore, if he sacrifices a child. So the Torah has to mention Kores several times. But in final analysis, so the Kores in the whole parasha, between the Kores of Inichiso and the Kores of Ikores, the Kores, they all have reference to Avizore. So in other words, there is no Kores, Gabi Migaliponim Bateiro, and Mefer Bris, and Perikeu. There is no Kores. So there is no Kores. So that's why the Mishnah Chrisis doesn't mention Perikeu, and Mefer Bris, and Migaliponim. Because according to whom is the Kores for Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim, according to Rebbe? According to Rebbe, so there is a prerequisite of love, and Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim, no love. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention. According to the Rabbonon, there is no prerequisite of love. But according to the Rabbonon, there is no Kores for Pirkei Lomim, for Pirkei Lomim. This is my thesis. Well, so the Marsha raises the question, how can we say that Mefer Bris there is no Kores? Of course there is Kores. For Mefer Bris there is certainly Kores. That's mentioned in Lech Lecha. That if someone is an O, so he's Chayav Kores. So there is certainly Kores. So the Marsha says that we have to strike out Mefer Bris, just Pirkei and Migaliponim Bateiro. But Jesus mentions me, but he's also hesitation. Now, the Rambam says, let's see.
So there he says,
one who is not Malisal, what Meshach Halacha he doesn't mention. But in the Gemara Chesuvah, Halacha is the world, among those who are Chesuvah Mabor, he says HaMeshach Halacha. HaMeshach Halacha. Now, why, where did the Rambam get that expression, Meshach Halacha? So he got that expression in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. No, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos doesn't mention that expression, but anyway, this is how the Rambam explains. This is how the Rambam explains. Chavrezer HaMidoyim Meir, HaMechalus HaKotchim, VaMvazes HaMeradim, VaMalvin Tichavir Beradim, VaMeitzer Brite Shal Avrom Avinu, VaMgal Kol Mekir Shloit HaLochei Avo Kishinitik, Yerikir HaMaitzim, Teinu Lachim Havo. So the Rambam explains it, Meitzer Brite Shal Avrom Avinu, not one who is not Malisal. One who is not Malisal because he doesn't want that pain and he for any reason, so whatsoever, he's Yesh Lechelik Mabo, he's Chayiv Koreh. So of course, the Yesh will be Beyo Mabo, but that doesn't mean that he's Yesh Lechelik Mabo, only Chayiv Koreh is Yesh Lechelik Mabo. So, the Rambam explains that Meitzer Brite Shel Avrom Avinu means, if Yodani means Meitzer Brite, not Bishav Al Taise. In other words, he was Nimo. And then, because he's ashamed of the Mile, so he's Meshach Halacha, the way the Mishyavim did. So then he's Yesh Lechelik Mabo. So the Mele, this discussion is, how can we say Meshach Halacha is such a terrible thing, and when the Gemara says that Moshe Meshach Halacha is only possible Echo B'Trum or Mirabo, the answer is, it's two separate questions. Whether he's considered a Nohol or not, so we say, once he was Nimul, one time, even though he was Meshach Halacha, so he's not a Nohol. And let's say, suppose someone becomes a Moshe Halacha by himself, because they all agree that, as it happens many times, so then he's not an all. But in the Rabbonon, he is an all. In the Rabbonon, he is Mechuyach to the Mal himself. But then, there is another Halacha of Vav Shem Bodov as Mitzvei Zehei Teila, that if he's Moshe Halacha deliberately, the way that he's Yavnuch is, because he's ashamed of the Bris Avraham, so Mimele, then he's in the Chelik Lamabok. So he covers the Ramadeh, he covers the Rabo. That's not, this covers is not for the Avedah of the people which is Avedah. It's because of the Shema Barian, the Avarian that he is, that he's so assimilated, that he's ashamed of the priest of Rome, and he deliberately was Meshach Halacha in order to conceal his Mileh. So then it's he covers, and he's in the Chelik Rabo. But what you like, this discussion is, but it's only the Rabbanon, that he had the Shema. It's only the Rabbanon. And let's say, if it happened by itself, if it was Meshach Halacha by itself, it just grew back, as it happened, so then, Midrash Yisrael is no Avera, he's not even an Avarian, but with the Rabbanon, he's the Chuyah to be Mal himself. He's the Chuyah to be Mal himself. But if one deliberately is Meshach Halacha, so then he's an Avarian, and because of the Shema Avarian that he has, on account of the fact that he's ashamed of the Brit Avraham, so he's Mechuyach Koreh, and Koreh Beyom Hazeh, and Koreh Beyom Habo. So the Mele, when the Rambam mentions in the Cheshuvah in the Chelik Mabo, he doesn't mention one who is not Mal himself, but he just mentions someone who just mentions Meshach Halacha. When he mentions in the Chesmile that there is Koreh, if one is Meshach, he mentions someone who is not Mal himself. Was not Mal himself. Suppose they all grew back and he wasn't Mal himself, so he's not Chayiv Koreh, he's the Rabbah, he's the Rabbanon, that's all. So it's two separate halachos. Now, so we don't have to strike out Meitzer Brite, because the Teisus Yeshayim can agree, even though Teisus in Vomes Dafayim Veis does not agree with the Rambam. Teisus in Vomes Dafayim Veis says, in so many words, that what the Rambam Shmuel says, that Meitzer Brite is Chayiv Koreh, it means one was not Mal himself. But the Teisus Yeshayim can agree with the Rambam, that Meitzer Brite, that is, in other words, that we say, I mean, the kashya of the Mashal is, how can we say that Rabbono less Mekoreh that there came Meitzer Brite, Galaponim? But Meitzer Brite is certainly Chayiv Koreh, so the answer is, there are two There is one little piece who is just, this is Maurice. Not because he's ashamed of the police killer, he just doesn't like that, to go through all this inconvenience of being Maurice. So he's high current, but that current, so he's mentioned in the Mishnah Tree, and the Mishnah Tree says that there is no happiness, even though there is a free current. But then there is another major belief that Rebbe mentioned, when Rebbe says he called it Lachim Akipurim. So in other words, in Kitar is not Mechaper without Tshuva, three Kadu Averes. So among the three Kadu Averes is Mechaper Bris. He doesn't mean Mechaper Bris, he just wasn't by himself. That's not more humble than Chilev and Chilu Shabbos. According to Rebbe, that in Kitar is Mechaper without Tshuva, all Averes Sheba Torah, it's Mechaper for Chilev and for Shabbos. So, only to the comments in Kippah is Mechaper without Tshuva. Why shouldn't in Kippah be Mechaper without Tshuva? The Avera of not being Maurizal? But when Rebbe says that Mechaper Bris is one of the three cardinal Averas, that in Kippah is not Mechaper without Tshuva, he means the other Mechaper Bris. Mechaper Olose. Where is Mechaper Olose? Because he's ashamed. He's Mechaper Olose. Now he's ashamed of the Bris of all. So that is one of the three cardinal Averas. It's more humble than Kippah Shabbat. And all is recorded. And Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without Tshuva. So the Meile cases as the Kashe. Now, so things doesn't as the Kashe. So things doesn't as the Kashe. According to Rebbe, the Kippur came with a priest and a coward pony. So there is Kores. So Meile there should be a Chiyuv of Chatos. So when cases mentions, or cases mentions when the cases Sarosh mentions the Kashe, why isn't Mechaper Bris mentioned in the list? So they don't mean the Mechaper Bris, one is not Mal himself. One is not Mal himself, so the Mishnah increases does mention that there is Kohen, but there is no Chatos. But they mean Mechaper Bris, Mechaper Olose. And you cannot say the time because it's Sheva Paise. Who is the Sheva Paise? One is not Mal himself, the Sheva Paise. But one, out of assimilationism. So it's Mechaper Olose, that's a Kumbase. And there is Kohen, so let there be a chiyuv chatos, so the case is a rosh, and the case is here. In the Teretz, no, there is no love. There is no love, not to be Meshach HaMosei. But the value of Meshach HaMosei is Chayit Kores. He calls it the Mazet, he calls it an Abo. So the question is, and why is the chatos? Because according to Rebbe, so they say, according to Rebbe, there is a prerequisite of love. And by these three Kabbalah Averes, there is no love. But how about the Rabbanon? There is no prerequisite of love. So Tesis Shane says in the Hanami, according to Rabbanon, there is no correct. Like a cave and make a priest in the sense of Meshach HaMosei and Mikalik HaMateo. So that's why there is no Chatos, because there is no correct. There is no correct. Jewish say Mechelik HaMato, but correct there isn't. So that's why there is no Chatos. Anyway, so, but that Tesis represents a very big Kiddush. Because Tesis Yerim says, that according to the Rabbanon of Rebbe, there is no Kores by Pirkei, there is no Kores by Mechaper Bris, and Mechaper Bris in Meshach HaMosei, and there is no Kores by Migdal HaKohen Bachir. There is no Kores by Migdal HaKohen Bachir. Now what is Pirkei? Pirkei means Kekavik. This is what Rashi says. In Shuas, in Yume, I mean, Pirkei means Kekavik. So in other words, according to this case there, according to the cases he's shaming here, and according to the cases of Rosh, so there is no chorus by Kitabitia, or by Meshach HaMosei, or Migdal HaKohen Bachir. Now, this is cases he's shaming Shite, and the cases of Rosh Shite. But Shite Sarambam is certainly not like that. The Shite Sarambam is that there is chorus. There is chorus. Because the Rambam in Perush HaMishnah Chelek, so he mentions that Roshe of Barav Shem Bozo. So in other words, but the question is, how can he say that there is no Kores? Only Rebbe darshens it. But the Gemara in Chelek darshens Barav Shem Bozo. The Rambam goes on Mishnah mentions, but that's a Gemara Mefureshet. כי דבר השם בו זו מצווי תהיה איתר, ביקורת ביקורת, זוהים מרנזירים לשמיים, זו ברכה כי דבר השם בו זו דעת פיקירת, זו ברכה כי דבר השם בו זו דעת טלפונים ותאירו, ותצווי תהיה איתר זה המליצה ולפוסו, ביקורת 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 ולמה זה, ביקורת ולמה בו, מכאן אומר בעזרה מדויה, המחלת הקודשים, גם באדם שמעדיץ, גם מאיתו כפי ששעפו מבינו, גם טלפונים ותאירו של כאוכל, גם באו מחבר ברבים, אבל בשביל להתאירו מהשיטים ולחלק מה בו, כאן יהיו לו, כי דבר השם בו זו דעים מרנזירים לשמיים, ואת לא מכלו את זה כולם מהשמיים וחוץ מבוס כדי שהוא יאמר אחד יש בואו חמש ואז הוא אמרו זה כיפה על שם בוסו וכיפה על שם בוס סודם כדי שמואל ואין ואה שם בוסו זה אין לבי סחוב סודם זה סישי will have to say that all these anoyim who say ואה שם בוסו זה אין לבי שמיים so all these anoyim agrees rather but according to the rabbonim of rabbi so ואה שם בוסו does not have reference to Apicalus without telling about Tehiro, Kifadika, and so on. So what does Baal Shem Bozo have reference to him that is Chodim, that's Rabbi Shmuel said. Baal Shem Bozo, the him that is Chodim. That's Tehiro Shikhe, but the Rambam Shikhe is certainly not like that. Because the Rambam Shikhe is certainly not like that. So the Rambam mentions in Perish HaMishneh, and in all these Roshim. So then the question arises, according to the Rambam, and according to all the Antisemites, because it's only the Tesis Ishenim and the Tesis Arosh who say that according to the Rabbonon, so there is no correct for Perikeil and Megalopon and Batei. All the other Ishenim say that there is correct. As a matter of fact, the Gemara explains the Mishneh of Eru Sheinu Mechelik Mabo on the basis of that Roshe. So how about the Rabbonon of Rebbe? So what is the Mokeh that's Eru Mechelik Mabo? I mean, so the Tesis Ishenim is very strange. So the question arises according to the Rambam, all right, the Rambam himself passed us like Rebbe. So Mimele, there is no Chatos, because according to Rebbe, so the love is a prerequisite. And by Perikele, if a priest in Talpon and Mishra was in Talpon and Matero, there is no love. But, according to the Rambam, why isn't there a Chatos? Because who are living the Rabbonon? True, the Rambam himself passed us like Rebbe, not like Rabbonon. But why isn't there a Chatos Kavua Alim Rabbonon? And we see from the Rambam Perush HaMishneh that all the Tanoim Darshan this Droshe Dvarav Shem Bozo Zeham Baal Ponim Bateo. So the question arises, according to the Rambam, why don't the Rabbonon Mechaye Vechatos in the Perikeil and the Mishich Olosei, so there is a Maise Vekumbasei and Mechaye Ponim Bateo. So the Kashi is, according to the Rambam, according to the Rabbonon, why isn't there a Chatos? Not according to the Rambam, why isn't there a Chatos? The Rambam himself passed us like Rebbe. So there is a very simple tenet that the Shittas Rambam is the truth that Rebbe and the Rabbonon they both darshan that Vlad Shem Bozo v'Svei Seifer the Aperkeil v'Mikabriz v'Mikalup v'Matero. The only difference between Rebbe and the Rabbonon is that whereas Rebbe darshan Sikores v'Svei Makipurim Tikores l'Achim Makipurim, so the Rabbonon darshan he covers v'Mazeh, he covers v'Mabot. But they both apply the Dvar Shem Bozo to Migdal Pon Bateo and to Perikeil to Migdal Pon Bateo. I mean, to Apikeiras and to Migdal Pon Bateo. So, but there is one fundamental difference between the Chiyuv Kores that applies, let's say, to all the Averas for which there is Kores, let's say, Chil Shabbos, and so on, Echol Chayla, Echol Dam, Echol Bina Kippurim, and so on, and the Chiyuv Kores of Perikeil or Meshach Halosei Mikalapon Matir. Because the Chiyuv Kores for Chil Shabbos, the Chiyuv Kores for Ichol Chil Ebichol Dam, or Baal Amidya Baal Achisei, so it's a Chiyuv Kores for the Maisa Avere. For the Maisa Avere of Chil Shabbos, the Maisa Avere of Chil Makipurim, Achil Ebim Makipurim, Achil Es Chomet, Achil Es Chil Eb, Achil Es Dam, Achil Es Leitzah, all the Avere Shabbatir. So it's a Chiyuv Kores for a specific act. Now, as a matter of fact, there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Balamoyim. Now, the Gemara Makkah says, Mechiyobe Misas Bezdin, Imosu Tshuvo, Ein Bezdin shall Mato Meichon. So that means, by Misas Bezdin or Malkes, so Tshuvo is not effective. So the Balamoyim says, that how about Kores? So Tshuvo is effective, it's much more from Losh Nagmore. But from the Rambam it appears that even for an Avera of Kores, so the Tshuva
does not take up the hill for us. Why? Because just as there is no tshuva, does not take up the hill of Mrs. Belsky, because the hill of Mrs. Belsky for a certain egg. So if he does tshuva, so he becomes a tzaddik. But he doesn't wipe out the egg completely. So the melee, he doesn't take off the hill of Koretz. That's according to Rambam. The Pandroshna Agmore, Pandroshna Agmore in Makkah, it appears, that Koretz does take off the hill of Koretz. The Rambam, from the Rambam, washing in the Shamish, the market is mashma. She was a tshuva based on Shamayla Michon in the God mouth. So the Shidah Rambam is that Babir of Kore, so tshuva by itself does not take off the Chi of Kore. True, the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, that in Kippur is Mechapeya. In Kippur is Mechapeya without tshuva. So in Mele, every Kore, so is Boka, every Chi of Kore. And the Gemara has the kasha. So how can there be a chiyuv koretz for eating an nikipeah? The moment he eats an nikipeah, so he gets kapore, so he made a chiyuv koretz is boka. So the Gemara says, well, he ate in the night of nikipeah. He ate in the night of nikipeah, and then he died in the night. And the nikipeah is only half of the daytime, not the night. So we see that according to Rebbe, so you need two topics of the chiyuv koretz. Without tshuva, so how can we say that the Kol Yisrael Rabbonim Afrede, that without tshuva, you know, not mechapeh, that if with tshuva, it shouldn't take off the chiyuv koretz. So that seems strange. So that's not the goal. Because the reason is why you want to say that the Kol Yisrael Rebbe, so in Kippur is mechapeh, without tshuva, so the mele takes off the chiyuv koretz even without tshuva, is because once you have a kaporet mure, so then you cannot be chalkov. Because kapore means that you don't get an English. Kapore means that you don't get an English. Since in Rebbe says that in Kippur is mechapir without tshuva, and it's mechapir a kapore, a real kapore, so in Meirah there cannot be any chiyuv koretz. So, Masha'inkei, the Kol Yisrael Rabbonim Afrede, that in Kippur is not mechapir without tshuva. And if with tshuva, so Chayovich says, so dalet chuti kapore, over alese, so tshuva by itself is mechaper kapore mure. Over alese se, so tshuva by itself is not mechaper, but tshuva together with inkipa is mechaper kapore mure. Masha'inkin over al tshuva is mechaper, so then even tshuva in inkipa are not mechaper kapore mure, only kapore star, only the yisurin. So, but if there was no yisurin, so then tshuva and inkipa is not mechaper. So that's why the Shidah Rambam is, that if one was even a mechakore, then even if he did tshuva, but tshuva and nikita alak mechaper kapore mure, so in Meile, the chiyuv koretz still remains. Now, but, Enoch Name, if one was either a mechakore, and there was tshuva, and there was yisurin, so then the chiyuv koretz is boka. But if there was no yisurin, so then the chiyuv koretz is not boka. Masha'inkei, so we see. And what the sheet of the Baramoyer in Makkah says, that the Pshat, he was a tshuva person, Shomayla Meichu, even without Malke, he was a tshuva. Why? Tshuva without Chut Kaporein, and tshuva without him, and tshuva without his Surin, is not Mechaper Kaporek Mure, but Kaporek Tzad, it is Mechaper, and since Kaporek Tzad, it is Mechaper, so that is enough to take off the Chiyuv Koretz, according to the Baramoyer. So we see, but even the Baramoyer will agree, that in every Chiyuv Koretz, that is for a certain Ma'is Aveire. So the Chiyuv Koretz is for the Ma'is Aveire, not for the Shem Rosh. We see that according to the Rambam, if somebody was Echo Chelet or Echo Chomet San Pesach, even if he did Tshuva and he becomes a Tzadik, so after the Rosh Yomo Kol Yomo, the moment he does Tshuva he becomes a Tzadik Yomo, still the Chiyuv Koretz is not Boka. So we see that the Chiyuv Koretz is just like the Chiyuv Yisrael. It's not based upon the Shem Rosh of the Gavre. It's for the Ma'is Aveire. The Gavre can be a Tzadik Yomo. was ich was immer, ich sollte nach Wehre vom Wunsch ist. Halt, komm, es ist, halt, komm, es ist. Ebenso, hier, das ist der Betat. Das ist der Betat. So, und ich bin aber am Neuerung, die Leute. Get, der Hilf, komm, es ist nicht besser, von der Brosche. Der Wissen ist, why, der war am Neuer, so ist, that every Hilf, komm, es ist, pokal, ich wunder, Schuge, because Schuge, even for, ich soll, komm, es ist, mich hat er, es ist, es ist, es ist, mich hat er, es ist, es so the cannot be a chiyuv koreh. And the Rambam is chayav. Only when there is a kaporet mumah, then there cannot be a chiyuv koreh. But if there is only kaporet tzad, then a kaporet tzad is consistent with a chiyuv koreh. Kaporet mumah is inconsistent with chiyuv koreh. But kaporet tzad is consistent with chiyuv koreh. Anyway, according to all the shayim, it goes without saying that a chiyuv koreh, for chayav, or tzad, or chayav shabbat, or all the averes that are mentioned in the Mishnah Chizes, or the Tzvot Chizes, or Mumah Tzadero, so the chiyuv koreh is for the averes. And even in the battle, if one is not mal himself, or one who does not really come better, Erev Pesach, so the Koreh is for the Avere of the people. Masha'inke, the Chiyuv Koreh, the Chiyuv Koreh of Megale Tonim Batero, makes a brief in the sense of Meshach Olam, or Perekei or Kekav Ikea, so there the Chiyuv Koreh is not for the Mais Avere. Because we see from the Lashon Admor in Shmuel, the Rabbanan say, Avinu. Rabbanon, he calls by my mother, he calls from my boy. Avinu boy, she was a tube. So there, he is the Chilek Mabo. So in other words, so for the, now the thing of Chilek Mabo, the Aloha of Chilek Mabo is certainly based upon Shem Roshe, or the Gavre, not upon the Mais Avere. Because even if it was the Roshe Gomu Kodomo, and the minute before his death, he's a tshuva, so he's a shlechelek mabo. Why? Because he's a tzaddik the moment he does tshuva, he's a tzaddik. So the eil echelek mabo is based upon the Shem Roshe. He's based upon the Shem Roshe. So the mele, the chiyuv koreh v'lo mazeh, which is deduced from the same posse, he koreh v'lo mazeh, he koreh v'lo mabo, just as the koreh v'lo mabo is based upon the Shem Roshe. It's not based upon the Mais Avere, so the koreh v'lo mazeh is also based upon the Shem Roshe. He's also based upon the Shem Roshe. So the mele, the whole aloche, that for an avere, for the lady of which there is kore, so for the shaykh of that avere, there is chatos, is only shayach when the kore is for the mais avere. So then we have the trial, that if it is that kind of an avere, for the lady of which he is chayach kore, so for the shaykh of that same avere, he is chayach chatos. But if the kore is not for the mais avere, the kore is not for the mais avere, but for the Shem Avari and the Shem Roshi of the Gavre. Mishra Allah says, it's for the Avere. So the Torah says, in any place, a lab or even an interesse, don't be Mishra Allah says. But if someone is Mishra Allah says because he's the shame of the Brit Avrov, so it's Chayef Koreh for the Shem Avari, for that kind of Shem Roshi. So in Mele, there is no Chatos. So that's the reason as to why Mishra Brit and Mishra Allah say in the Gavre of the Avere, there is no Chatos. Even according to Rabbanan Tzedek. Because when is there a Chatos, for the amazing experience called for the Mais Avere, Masha'im came in case of the Ikea, and Mikala coming back table and Mishra Allah say, so it's not for the Avere of the process. Which love is one in there, one is not together? It's either a certain love. Things are saying that there is no love. What does this mean? Because the chorus is not having given that love. The love that one is either one is not together is the love of Mrs. Surah and Vashem Vachem. So the love of Mrs. Surah and Vashem Vachem Eichem, it can be violated in many ways. And there is no chorus for the other instances of the violation of Mrs. Surah and Bat Olachim. But if one is in the Gaon Kodim HaTeiro, he's no favor. If one is in the King of the Ikea, he's no favor of Mrs. Surah and Bat Olachim Eichem. But the Chiyuv Koreh of the Koreh Zerba 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 is not for being either Mrs. Surah and Bat Olachim Eichem. So Mele there is no chorus. So Rebbe says that the Gimel Gallet, Chai Kor Tala Rishnu, Chai Kor Tala Hashem, Divrei Rebbe, that not in the Chai Kor Tala Rishnu Potal Hashem. The point to Rebbe, if someone was a Shemi in Pesach Rishnu, and in the Haiti, the Pesach Shemi is Chai Kor. And the Gnosin says no, that if he showed up in Pesach Rishnu, and Divrei Pesach Shemi, he cannot be in the Chai Kor. Because only Pesach Rishnu can be in the Chai Kor. Pesach Shemi cannot be in the Chai Kor. Now the answer, that's the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanon. So, the Rabbanon, Chai Kor Tala Rishnu, Chai Kor Tala Sheni, Divrei Rebbe, have not made me חיים כל זו ראשנו פה דבר השם. עכשיו, בחלמין ולקבלים, הפלוריסט נחיים כל זו גבוהות את אהון גבוהות את השם. אז ועד זו איתה, מה יהיה איתה נגיעה שנגיעה בשני צוחים, חלקות אישית ובשני צוחים, חיים ועד השם היא גבוה רבת. גם לא עצמאי, נראה כל שם זו, כל ראשנו זו כבושם, כל שם זו כבושם, כל שם זו כבושם. זאת אומרת, מחלוקת ביטוין רבן, רב לא עצמאי, כל מישהו רבן, פנחשי ניקוד בי, אני מתנדם חיו, איזו מריקות משל נתגע בו בשני צוחים, נתגע בו נתגע בו בשני צוחים, איזו מחויב, אין לקורת רב נוסן, פנחשי ניקוד בי, פנחשי ניקוד, כנור מביביז'ול אייז, את תשלום עם פפת החיש, ובשנה ביביז'ול אייז, איזה נתנדם חיש. נאו, שגימור אסב, הוא שלושת המקרוי החדור שלו, והוא נישה שהוא צויר, הוא נתנדם לא ראו לו, רדס לא בא, ולכות לא עשת הפתח, ומחיתו, דיריות, ודריש, אם נעמי קורא מה נשאם יקרו במעדה, בשם, זאת אומרת, אין שם זה חייב כל הספורישים, מיכריצו, חדייסו, כל הזמן חדייסו, ומה ידעה חדייסו קורא זו, זאת אומרת, אין שם, חדייסו היא כנשת את הנשאים, how do we know that חדייסו, מיס קורא, קוסובה, בקוד רבי הול, מיקד יפני מבור את השם, וכסיד מבור את השם, ונוזחתה, וגומה, חי חדייה הוכן וחדייה הוסו, מה לאלון קורא, אף כאן כה, so רבי הול, זה בגלל איזה מבורת השם, זה רב נוסן סובה בכל מה עשתה פסח ומיכריסו, זה היקיו השם דה הול, so that no to חיו בקורס מנשן, זה פשט עם הפוסקיס, ויכול זה על עשי, עשה פסח ומיכריסו, because, כל מה נשאם להתחיל מעדי, so ממילא, only one קורס is mentioned, וכוסובה, רוח המחמונה, וכל מה נשאר מיכל מעדי ורישן, היכת אייסם היום, ולאי כוסבה מגעדי, וואבה אין מבור את השם. וגום היכת אידי עושה, מה היכת אידי אוכל? מה הוא עושה? בוכה כל זה פוסם כבר. זאת אומרת, נוס נהול זאת מגעדי וזה גם לזורי, רבי הולס מגעדי איז מבור את השם. סין זה רמבם פסקנס מלכס קום פסח, זאת חייף קורס על הרישן וחייף קורס על השני, זאת היא שוגה גרישן והיא בשני, זאת חייף קורס, and the also פסקנס. That he did with two psochim, or that he did with two psochim, is required to bring Pesach Sheni, so he paskens like Rebbe, so that means that he has to pasken, that Mikadev is Haine Mivorech, Mikadev is Haine Mivorech Hashem, Mikadev Mivorech Hashem. Now, and Mikadev is Mivorech Hashem. Now the Rambam, so he discusses the Abba Mrs. Bez. So he says, if the Svon Mrs. Bez, Allah Hevo, Mitzvah Sasei, Lislo, Yitzvah Samgadi, Vehividak. So there is a Mitzvah of Tliye, after the Skile, to be tailored to the Gadi, to the Yitzvah Mizot. Shenema, Kikil Lasa Lekim Tolu, Hare Mikadi Pomu, Uvehividak Mizore Nema, Aresan Hashem O Mikadi. So the Rambam says, Uvehividak Mizore Nema, Aresan Hashem O Mikadi. Hashem Omigadi. So that means that he fastens like the Mandoma, like the Mandoma, that Migadi is a Mizore. But if he fastens like the Mandoma, Migadi is a Mizore, then he should fasten like Rav Nosson in Kofi Pesach. That Gershon is Gadi. Then he should pass in like Rav Nosson in Kofi Pesach. That Gershon is Gadi Bishnei Psochim, he's put them along in Pesach Shein. The Gemara is daily one and the other. And the Rambam passes like Rebbe, that Gershon is Gadi Bishnei Psochim, he's Chayiv Pesach Shein, and Shogat Gerishin, he's in Bishnei. So he's Chayiv Kores. Chayiv Kores, because we learn out Kores from Gadi, from the Kores Hashem. And how do we know that by Mivor Hashem is Kores? Because it's Hashem and Migadim, there's reference to Migadim. Not even on his own. So it's a spirit. And then, here too we see now, the Gemara says,
Die Gemara says that Rebbe learns out the Tzoras Elvis Asuro from Lukocho. From Lukocho. The Rabbanon of Rebbe learn out from Oleo, the Tzoras Shom of Oleo. So now the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon, they learn out, they learn out from Oleo, the Din, the Tzoras Elvis Asuro. So how do they know that Parelendom Shom Tzibu is only Chayev, that the Chatos is only Shayech in the Gomosh as Dini Kores? So the Rabbonim learned out from Nefesh HaShatas and Yadromo. Huk Shokolatir Kulo Vavidis Kichovi. Mavidis Kichovi Nefesh HaShatas and Yadromo because the Chatos is Chatos and Yadromo because the Chatos. So in other words, so as Thesis points out, because the Rabbonim hold that Parashe of Zayshemu Migadi, so where you have the Posik of Nefesh HaShatas and Yadromo has referenced David Avizore. Mashenkin Rebbe, he holds that posik Hashem Migadi is referenced in the Gorach Hashem. So Mimela, he cannot learn out the Aloche that Chatos Kavua is Chayev for Domoshes Dini Kores. Domoshes Dini Kores. Because he can't learn out it a Hekesh between Avrizore and Shomitz Sateira. Because according to Rebbe, it's there it doesn't deal with Avrizore, it deals with the Gorach Hashem. And the Rambam passes that how do we know that Elvo is Asur from Ukoho? So in other words, he passes like Rebbe. Yeah, so that means that Oleo, we learn now the Aloche that Chatos is Chayev only and Dorosh is Dini Kores. And Dorosh is Dini Kores. So we see that the Rambam passes like Rebbe. If the Rambam passes like Rebbe, so he should pass that Migadi is Dorosh Hashem. And the Rambam says in Ilah Mizore that Migadi is Ilah Mizore. And the Rambam passes in Pirkei Avot Hilchos Hanefesh that Migadi is Ilah Mizore. Now, so the Roshna Rambam in Pirkei Avot Hilchos Sanhedrin is the tailing is Amgadi v'es Ilah Mizore. So Migadi, if we are tailing because it's mentioned in the Pasuk in Kiseite, Kikila Sol Kintol, and Ilah Mizore. So he's mentioned that Hashem Migadi. Now, the Rambam, at the beginning of Rav Elizore, the Rambam says, So the Rambam mentions that if someone is Evil Avizore or Mid Avizore, so he's the Chayev from Migadi. Ve'echod Evil Avizkhovim ve'echod Amigadi, it's Hashem. Shenem Hashem Nefesh Shatas Yadrom. Mino Ezrach Nagir as Hashem Omigadi. Ve'fichoch Tevin Evil Avizkhovim k'me Shetevin as Amigadi. So how does he know that an Evil Avizore, the Gavre, an Evil Avizore, and the Gavre and Migadi, they're the same status, the same status of Rosh. Migadi and Evil Avizore have the same status of Rosh. Now we see from this Rambam one halacha, that insofar as the Maisa Avera is concerned, so there is a distinction between the Maisa Avera of Avizor and the Maisa Avera of Migadi. One is one Maisa Avera and one is another Maisa Avera. But as far as the status, the Rosh status of the Gamri is concerned, so it's one Rosh status. In the Maisa Avera, it's different Maisa Avera. Avizor is one Avera, and so that the Yisrael of Avrizore is mentioned v'yilcholim achirim v'zogdeim v'izlam, and the Yisrael of Migadev is implicit in Elikim v'sikalim, but that's in the Maisavere. So in the Maisavere, Migadev and Avrizore are two separate Maisavere. But as far as the Rosh status, the Avarian status of the Gavri is concerned, so in Avrizore and Migadev, there's the same Shem Rosh. So he says, כל המידי בעבידס כחובים שיאמס, אף על פי שלא יובדו, הרי זה מחרב ומגבי לשם הניר ולנאו. ואיך עוד המידי בעבידס כחובים ואיך עוד המגבי לצד השם, שנמה בנאו שתסתי הדרומו, ולהפך להגיר את הנשם ומגבי. ולפי חוכתים אין עבידס כחובים, אין עבידס כחובים כמו שתהיו אין עשם מגבי. ושניהם נזכורי, ומפני זה כלאותי, דין המגבי ואילך את הנשכחובים, ששניהם כיפכים בעיקר. So as far as the Rosh is satisfied, of the Ganes and Ilan Zog concerned is the same Rosh Hashanah. In the Mais Averes they are separate Mais Averes, but in the Sabre is the same Rosh Hashanah. Or the Yudah Mizorah and the Gadim, both are Kifre Dikya, and that is the Roshna Mishnah Sanhedrin. So, Mami Gadim Shekofa Bikya, Rafi Yudah Mizorah Shekofa Bikya. So that means, so there is a din of Tliye, after Skile, by Yudah Mizorah, just as there is by the Gadim. Now, so the whole part should use with the Arizoi. So the whole part should use with the Arizoi. Not with Megadim. Then the Torah says, Vanefesh Ashatase the Yotromo, Minoez Roch Nagir, as Adishemu Megadim, the Nichis Anefesh Ayim Kerabam. So Rashi says, Viyad Romo Bimezi, Megadim Michare, Kmoi Vohisoch, so he says, Mikadei is Mikhare. Vei, Dorsho Rabbi Seinu, Mikam Limborich as Hashem Shehu Bikos. So it's a very strange Rashi. The Sifse Chachomim, I mean, points out that this is strange. Because Rashi says, Mikadei is Mikhare. What does it mean, Limborich as Hashem? And then he says, Vei, Dorsho Rabbi Seinu, Mikam Limborich as Hashem Shehu Bikos. So what's the way? He already said that Mikadish means Mikhare. And he mentions the Posik Asher Gitvu Nare Melech Hashem. Sancheret was Mikhare, Mikadish was mentioned. So he says that Mikadish means Mikhare. So why does he say Vei? Something else. Something else. So the Sifse Chachonim raises that question and he explains it as follows. V'yadrom v'ezit Mikadish. In other words, that the Anefesh is the tragic hearing, pastance, like the Mandomar, that the Sadishem of Megadim is referenced to the Mevorach Hashem. He says, V'yei, another Raya. So he mentions two Rayas, Rashi. That the Sadishem of Megadim is referenced to Mevorach Hashem. Number one, because there is a Pasuk in Yishaya, Asher Gitvu Narim Elech Hashem. And there, what was Sancheret? Sancheret was Mevorach Hashem. So Melech, it's a Raya, and there the Roshan of Gitvu is mentioned. So we see that the Roshan Gidu applies to Mevorach Hashem. That's one Raya. And then another Raya, Vei Dorsh Rabbi Seinu Mikam Mevorach Hashem Shukran. This Pshat. It's not Shayach to say, Vei Dorsh Rabbi Seinu, in other words, what is it? He mentions the Raya from the Pasuk and mentions the Raya from Chazor. It's not like it's annoying, what is it? I mean, Rashi Patskos like the Roma, that Megadim is Mevorach Hashem, all right, fine, but So he has to bring a raya from the Gemara. I mean, he passes like that Mandoma. It's a child to say, bring a raya from the Gemara if he passes. And it's not a derech of Rashi. I mean, to mention Pesachim. Of course, many times Rashi mentions a pshat according to one Tane, not according to the other Tane. So that's a raya that he passes like that. But to mention rayas that he, and what kind of a raya is it? I mean, how can you say Veidosh Rabbi Sinu Kam Vos Hashem? That's one Mandoma. The other Mandoma says no. It is referenced to the Mizore. It's a very strange pshat in Rashi. Now, when one takes a look at the Rashbam, so the Rashbam says, "Va'nefesh ashatase biyotromo minezrach nagir Hashem u'migadim es Hashem u'migadim lifi pshutei shel mikro be'eved amdizor akos u'migadim." That's it. Rashbam is a big mikater. So this is what he said: lifi pshutei shel mikro be'eved amdizor akos u'migadim. What does it mean, lifi pshutei shel mikro? So does it mean to Paskin, like the Mandoma, that Megadim is Eila Mizore? So why do they have to say with the Kiddushal Mikro? Whenever the Rashbam says with the Kiddushal Mikro, so that means that there is one Pshat implicit in the Kiddushal Mikro, but there is another Pshat, and that is implicit in the Drash, and both are Emes. So many times, because the Rashbam emphasizes always in his Perush the Kiddushal Mikro, so many times you'll find a certain Pshat that on the surface appears to be inconsistent with a certain Gemara, but it's not inconsistent. The Rashbam only mentions the Pshat of Mikro, and there is another Pshat, and both are equally true. So here the Rashbam says, with the Pshat of Mikro, be Evid Avizore, Hakos of Midadeh, so he means that, in other words, there are two Pshat in there. The Pshat of Mikro is, that Adishem Migadei has referenced Avizore. That's the Pshat of Mikro. Why? Because the whole parasha deals with Avizore. So then, So then the Torah first says the pasuk comes out in the nefesh achas sech the bishgova the three legs of the chabad. That means the one is eating avizora b'shevi. So there is a that there is a seal. He's mechuyev to bring the seal as a call. Then the Torah says v'nefesh achas sech b'yodromo. What does that mean? If he does it b'meizit instead of b'shevi. So there is v'nichso. So as Hashem u'migadei v'nichso nefesh ayti keravamo. So maybe the finish of mikro indicates that anefesh achas sech b'yodromo never magiras Hashem u'migadei means the one who acts presumptuously, that's what means Yodromo. One who acts presumptuously, even Elvach Magir, Esadish. So he is a Migadi, and he's Chalko. So the Pshudish of Mikro, so the Pshudish of Mikro is that who is the Migadi? The Ila Vizori himself is a Migadi. In what sense? As the Rambam says, that as far as the Grosha status of the Gadri is concerned, so Ila Vizori and Vokas Hashem, though it's two separate Averes. In the Mais Averes, it's two separate Averes, two separate Vizori, in the Azores. But in the Gavre status, in the Rosh status of the Gavre, it's one Rosh of Tega Vika. So the Torah says, Vanevesh is a part of your drama, in the Ezrach Nagir. So this Gavre is a Gavre of a Migadi. That's the Pshutish of Mikro. It's a Gavre of a Migadi. V'nich is Vanevesh Ayyidi Keravamo, and Memele, he is also Chayef Kor. So he's Chayef Kor. So that's the Pshutish of Mikro. And then the Kavone of the Rashbam is that the Drash, when the Rebbe says that the Hashem Migadi is the Borat Hashem, so Rebbe does not negate the Pshutish of Mikro. But Rebbe holds that two are implicit in that process. First of all, according to the Pshutish of Mikro, so the Torah here he tells us that the Samuel Yavi is always so the Gabri of Migadi. He's the same Roshe as in Migadi. But then there is a drash, according to Rebbe. Hanev Shetash Yadrom Omenezach Nagei, that means the Yavi is always. If Hashem will migade, if someone is mevorat Hashem. So, in the world is v'nichis v'anefesh ayin keravam. This is how the Rashbam explained the point. So he says, we can finish on mikro, so if Hashem will migade, if it's not a separate thing. If Hashem will migade means, according to the finish on mikro, that the one who is Yisrael Yadromo, the Yisrael Yadromo, that Gavri himself is the Gavri of Yadromo. But then there is a drash. So according to the drash, so the posik tells us two things. V'anefesh ha'tzadik yadrono min ezrach nagir. So v'nichriso, es ha'shem u'migadi, the mevorat of Hashem, is also v'nichriso. So the nichriso has reference to two persons. To the nefesh ha'tzadik yadrono min ezrach nagir, Yehi l'avizor v'nezi, and also es ha'shem u'migadi. But in the finish of mikro, so ha'shem u'migadi modifies asher tzadik yadrono, not a separate thing. So from the point of view of the drash, of Rebbe, so as Hashem Umigadi is a separate expression. And from the point of view of the Pshutish of Mikro, as Hashem Umigadi modifies Anefesh Hadas Yadromo. And from the Pshutish of Mikro, the Rambam got his aloche. That as far as the Gavre is concerned, so Migadi and David Avizore, that's Heinach. Migadi and David Avizore, that's Heinach. That's Heinach. I heard from my father. I mean, so he said that, let's say, you know aloche, that are told in the Gavre, not in the Maisa Avere, that are not based upon the Maisa Avere, but upon the Gavre. So Migadis and Yehi L'Avizore have the same Chalizdin. For example, there is a Aloche that if he came with Yehi L'Avizore, so he cannot do Avere. Ach, we yaw, ke ane yabom. He cannot do an Avere. It becomes possible to do the Avere. If he came with Yehi L'Avizore, he cannot delay his capo. So my father said, someone who is in the Gavre is also possible to do the Gavre. Because as far as the status of the Gavre is concerned, so it's the same thing. So the Pshat in Rashi is, when Rashi says, Biyadromo b'meizi, so he says Migadi, he says Michari. He just mentions the little meaning of Migadi. What does Migadi mean? Blessing. Michari. And he mentions the Pasuk Asher Tikvunari Melachasho. But what does Rashi mean? Rashi doesn't mean to say that Anefesh Hadas Yadromo means Mivorat Hashem. No, Anefesh Hadas Yadromo, one who is Eilat Avizor B'Meizi. So this Eilat Avizor B'Meizi, that Gavre, the Eilat Avizor B'Meizi is a Gavre of a blessing. So he explains Micharet, and then he says, so maybe according to the finish of Mikro, Anefesh Hadas Yadromo means the Pasuk that Nevi asks the Rambam to show Migadis in reference to Rabbi Zore. And then he says, but there is a drash. Rabbi Zore, Rabbi Zore. Mikan Mivorat Hashem should be correct. So Rashi's pshat is mamish the same as Rashbam. Now we can understand the Rambam. Now the Rambam. So the Rambam says, the Rambam passes like Rebbe, that Migadei is the Vorach Hashem. But what does Rebbe say Migadei is the Vorach Hashem? Not that according to Rebbe, the Pesuk has done the preference to Ilah Mizore. As the Rashbam says, the Pesuk of Mikro is not negated in the Pesuk. So since the whole parasha deals with Ilah Mizore, so the Pesuk of Hashem says the Rambam also deals with Ilah Mizore. So the Gavri is the Gavri of Migadei. But there is also a Droshe. That as Hashem Migadei, in other words, so Rebbe Darshis, as Hashem that's the Dromo, someone who's either Amizor and Mezi, or as Hashem Migadei, someone who's Mizor and Hashem, either one, so we need Chisa. So that's the Drash. So he passes like Rebbe. He passes like Rebbe. Now, what did Teisve say here? Teisve said here, now we discussed it last time, that according to the Rabbonim of Rebbe, that the halacha of Kabbas Kavua is deduced from the Hekesh of Hanavishach Tiyakiyat Homo Tirachas Yilochem Leitimish Bobo. In that parasha, love is not mentioned, so there is no prerequisite of love Ligabi Kabbas Kavua. Masha'in came, that's according to Rabbonim. Masha'in came according to Rebbe, that he learns out the whole thing of Kabbas Kavua, that it's only a Noma Shazini Kores. Famaleo, that is mentioned in connection with Achizisho, and Achizisho, so not only Kores is mentioned, but love is also mentioned. So according to Rebbe, they say that there are two prerequisites, the Chiyuv Kores and the love. And the Rambam says, in Luches Gogeis, So the Rambam says, why? So as we said last time, because that's not difficult, because as Jesus himself points out, according to Rebbe, there is such a prerequisite. And the Rambam passes like Rebbe. He mentions the Rosh Hashanah Mikocho, so he passes like Rebbe. So mele, the Aloche of Chatos Kavua, that it's a Dosh of Mikores, is reduced from Aleo. And there in Aleo, so love is mentioned, so there is a prerequisite of Elav. Now he passes like Rebbe, and he passes like Rebbe also in connection that Migadei is Vorach Hashem. But what is it really Migadei Vorach Hashem? That Vorach Hashem is also implicit in that Pesuk. But the judicial Mikro, from the point of view of the judicial Mikro, the Pesuk gets reference to the Arizoret. So in Mele, the Rambam says in the book, Miluchet Sanhedrin, that Teili Neshneye, Mivorach Hashem is Teili, and also Ebed Avizoreh, Mivorach Hashem, so he's mentioned in the same case, Kikila Zolikim Toru, and Ebed Avizoreh, because it's Hashem Migadei. So what the Kiddush of Mikro is Hashem Migadei? Neshet Ayad Adromo, if a certain Gabri is an Ebed Avizoreh, so that Gabri is the Gabri of Migadei, he is the Rosh Estetes of Migadei, so and the Rosh Estetes of Migadei, so with Esther Hespriye, Esther Skile, so Mele, the Ebed Avizoreh also requires to now we have to do more here. Omar Ravy Rebbe, that's it, Amud Aleph, at the bottom of God. Omar Ravy Rebbe, my year you've been it as well, raise it as that. Raise it as that. There is a 16th album. Which one is the 16th? You may. Omalei, Kindumeli, so Rebbe says, Shein Rimei Abikot Kotei. Now in Chavisioia, there is a long, long tune, I think I mentioned it. And he discusses this Gemara, and a few other Gemara, the Gemara of Vavakame. I mean, it doesn't seem to be in consonance with the Zerach of Chazal, I mean, to use such expressions, I mean. So, So he explains it, the Chavisloyer explains all these expressions. If you want to go, it's very, very long. I really don't remember how he explains this expression, but he goes through Shat, and all these expressions, which on the surface appear to be derogatory, so Chavisloyer explains it on the contrary, that it is Shat. So, in other words, what additional elbow is there? Ime. So, Ime Amisesovi, Flukte de Rabiude de Rabolani, or the Flukte de Kamayre, because ordinarily an Ime, so he's an Ishesov. In some, let's say, Ruben and Shimon are two brothers, not Yaakov is their father. Now, but let's say, Yaakov is the son for Leo, and Shimon is the son for Rochel. Leo and Rochel are not sisters. So then, in such a case, so the Ime is also Ishes Ovin for food. Now, Shimon, so Rochel is the mother of Shimon. But we can't visualize the case that she should fall in, because she's Ishes Ovin. So how could Reuben marry the Ishes Ovin? She's not his mother. So Rochel is not his mother, but she is the Ishes Ovin. So, and there is no Kedusha. So we can't visualize the case. An ordinary case of Ime falling before the sun, but being fallen before the sun, but it can be visualized in connection with Anusasov. So in other words, if Reuben was the son of Yaakov through Leah, and then Yaakov was Mianis Rochel, and Shimon is the son. So Rochel is only Anusas of Yaakov, not Ishes of Yaakov. So according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, Reuben is allowed to marry Rochel. Suppose Reuben married Rochel, and he had another wife, and then Reuben died without children, so then Rochel, the mother, was the fellow before her son Shimei, and then the Torah. So the Torah, of course, the mother cannot be Misyamemes, and so the Mishnah should tell us that the Torah of Rochel cannot be Misyamemes either. So that's the cash. My dad's called Ime Amisasovi is plukte de Rabiude de Rabbonim. Will be plukte de Rabbonim. Glory, Vare is a... So in other words, so the Mishnah doesn't want to tell us a Chetimtze that he is controversial. But the Chetimtze is not controversial. In other words, according to the Rabbonon, so we can visualize such a case, the Heter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we cannot visualize such a case, the Heter. But the Isser, we can visualize. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying, so Rebbe said two things. First of all, it's something that is contingent upon an Aveira of the Ochiv HaMez. Something that is contingent upon an Aveira done by the Ochiv HaMez, the Tani doesn't want to mention. But according to Rabbon of Rabbi Yehuda, so it's not contingent upon any Aveira by the Ochiv HaMez. So Rebbe is saying two things. First of all, he knows all the Tanit. In other words, he doesn't want to mention an example that is contingent upon any Aveira by the Ochiv HaMez. And he doesn't want to mention something that is not contingent upon my Aveira, but which is controversial. So this is what he said. Will be proved or recommend. Alright, now. Beklukte Ime Amisesovi, if you know so, he's lost, not again. Umei, the Riponi, the Novgut, the Boy, even, Beklukte Rabbi Rabbon, the Tavin Aliyah, the Rabbi Yudah, Isa Amisesovi, for Rabbi Yudah, the Mishkar Haslo, in the Fellas, the Tavin Aliyah, El Rabbon, Uba Musa, Ulochel, the Tonlo, the Beklukte Rekomaire, Beklukte Rekomaire. Now there is a Kashi. Some of the, I think the Moyarim and others, those who have a boy, at the end of the Gemara. So they ask the Kashi. It's possible, that it shouldn't be based upon the Machlekes HaNoyim. And still that the Ime should be zealous lifnei the Yom. How is it possible? Now the Gemara talks about Nisabro Be'ambet. Nisabro Be'ambet, so in modern lingo it means that if she can see through artificial insemination. That's Nisabro Be'ambet. So the Gemara discusses many shailas in connection with Nisabro Be'ambet, whether a Surah Shem Sabrogam Betei, if she can see through artificial insemination whether she would have a king God or all kinds of silence in order to begin. So suppose, let's say, Yaakov had his son Ruben through his wife Leah, and then Rochel was Nisabro Biambete, from Yaakov, and then she gave birth to the son Shimon, and then Ruben married Rochel. Rochel is not his sister of his mother. So he married Rochel. She's not an Ivanusas of it. She was just Nisabro Biambete. So and then Ruben died. So Rochel, the mother of Shimon, was Nifeles before her own son. And she's not an Anusas of it. Now, it's not all a bit looked. Now, I'm not so sure, I mean, in real reign, considers it as a double portion, that even according to the Yudah, that Anusa Soviv is Asur. But that the woman who became Isabia from Aviv, not will be a certainly that to the son. He considers that as a double portion. So in many ways, it's a very strong kasha. He might be right, but it's not so mukher. Now, of course, that kasha is only based upon one premise, that when a woman is Nisabro Biambete, so that the father of that child, the biological father of that child, is al-Pedin considered the father. Now, I mean, it's the Bishmuel, that there is a machlekes between the Chalkas Mechekek and the Bishmuel, and that Simon Bates, in the Spirit of Olivia. So there is a machlekes. The Chalkas Mechekek is the Sophic. Whether, now here the Sophic is, if somebody has a child to either bound, that means to artificial insemination, is in the kind of mitzvah of Spirit of Olivia or not? So why? So the Shiloh is, whether he's Mishyachis after Aviv or he's not Mishyachis after Aviv. So the Bishmuel says, the Chalkas Mechekek has a Sophic in there. And the Bishmuel says, this is the Poshut, that there is Yichet. I mean, this is, unfortunately, I mean, this Shaila is a very current Shaila. As a matter of fact, I was involved in that Shaila, and I sent it back to the rabbi in Seattle, Washington, in connection with a certain Jewish boy, and who was engaged to a certain girl, and then Rabbi Landinsky, who is the rabbi in Seattle, he found out that this girl to whom he was engaged, I mean, it's a Jewish girl and a Jewish boy, so he was supposed to be in Sadebushin, so Rabbi Landinsky, so he found out that this girl was Mamashi's sister of that boy, because through artificial insemination, through the hospital records, he found it out, he's the rabbi of the families, of the chosen and the kallah and so on. So he was asked to be Misadar Zush. So then he called me up. I told him that's an Israel vote, it's his sister. According to the Shmuel, it's Mamash's sister. And the Shmuel, Chavit Mechini, is something, all right, but most Achini, I take it for granted that there is Yiches. In other words, if one is a child through artificial insemination, so it's Misyache Zacharovi. So it's his sister. Anyway, there is a law in the state of Washington against incest. There is a law. So then the rabbi told the families that it's also, he told him that I passed him. So the families didn't even want to hear. Why doesn't it make sense? I mean, everybody expresses an opinion on all halachic questions. But, so I advise the rabbi to engage over here and to fight it in court. On the basis of incest, this is incestuous marriage. It couldn't be valid even in civil law. So he put it in court, and then the decision was rendered, so the shidduch was broken up. So he put it in court, and then the court rendered a decision that it's incestuous marriage and they cannot get married to each other. So this is a very current child. I mean, artificial insemination. So that's the kasha of the Malay Arim. Now, so he consists, of course, Now, the kasha is according to Chalkes Mechikit. Because even if we say that there is no yiches, there is no yiches in regard to the father, but the mother is certainly yiches as the mother. I mean, that goes without saying. Why shouldn't the child, through artificial insemination, not be misyaches as to the mother? So, there's no smaller in that. So the kasha is according to everybody, even according to the Chalkes Mechikit. Now, so he assumed that the Rav Poshut, that if the child was Nisabro Biamdete, so the son of that biological father is allowed to marry that woman. He's allowed to marry because there is no beer. There's no beer, but I don't think that it's such a Rav Poshut. It might be so, but it's not such a Rav Poshut. It's possible, it's very possible that according to Rav Yehuda, who says that Anusha Zovi is Osha, and it's implicit in the laws of Leigales Knabovi. Leigales Knabovi, so then, that even a woman who became Nisabro through the father is also called Knabovi. Because here the Torah doesn't say Anusha Zovi. The Torah mentions Anusha Zovi, but Leigales Knabovi. So Rav Yehuda says, Knab Shero Zovi. So that was Anusha Zovi for Ketusa Zovi, Mifuta Zovi. So it's Knab Shero Zovi. So what kind of an expression is Knab Sheroh? Why is Anusha Zovi and Mifuta Zovi called Knab Sheroh? Why is that called Knab? Knab means the beggar. Well, I mean, Uperasto, who said to be a Uperasto Knopecholai? So there it means to marry, so Knab means protection, you know, like wings, so they protect when wings are spread out. So when someone marries, or the Chupukid Asmishim is royal, then it's a protection. But Anusha Zovi, what kind of a protection is it? So how can the expression of Knaf be applied to Anusha Zovi and to Mufuta Zovi? I mean, just to understand the expression of Knaf in the sense of Anusha Zovi and Mufuta Zovi. But we find in Tanakh that the term Anusha and Knaf has the meaning something that is done intimately and in secrecy. Now, the Talmud Yenison and Yirmiye, Gabi Knofayich Nimtso Dam. In other words, it means that secretly, clandestinely, so there were Jews who committed Shechazam, who committed Roche. So that's called, so Bimachvei. So the Talmud says, Gabi Knofayich Bimachvei. So Knaf Sherov is really means, when a Judah says, that Anusha Zovi is Asuro, because Knaf Sherov is, because Knaf, the pshat of Knaf is machvei, something that Knaf. Knaf always means a woman who had an intimate relationship with his father. That's called Knaf Sherov. So of course, if she had beer with the father, so then she had an intimate relationship even if she was not Nisabro. But if she was Nisabro from the father, it's possible, I'm not saying that it is so, of course we need riots for that, but it's possible, it's not such a double portion. So, but it's possible that according to Rav Yehuda, that there is an issue of Knaf Sherovi, so not only I mean Anusha Zovi, Mifuta Zovi is Knaf Sherovi, but if she became Nisabro, if she had a child to his father, she is also Knaf Sherovi. Because if she became Nisabro to the father, even though it didn't involve any beer, it was through artificial insemination. So there's also, she also had, intentionally or unintentionally, she had an intimate relationship with his father because she became Nisabro from the father. So maybe she can be called the Knaf Sherov. It's not, I mean, it's not inconceivable, it's not unreasonable, of course. It doesn't mean that it is so. Maybe Knaf Sherov will be only as reference to when there was beer, not when she became Nisabro, but it's possible that even if there was no beer, but if she became Nisabro from the father, so she is considered as the Knaf Sherov. Some Mele, it's still a soul. So it's possible, I'm not saying that it is so. I mean, because as far as that kasha is concerned, even if we assume, like the Malay Ore, that the Yisrael of Knaf Sherovi does not apply to Nisabro, to the woman that was Nisabro Biambiter with Yori, so then, we can, it's not such a strong kasha, because the Gemara now is saying that the Gemara Rebbe is assuming that he is Loikotonic. So in other words, that the Mishnah doesn't mention an example that is based upon an Aveh. Now, so, of course, Today, unfortunately, artificial insemination is a very common thing. I mean it. Thousands and thousands of children that are born every year through artificial insemination. I mean, I already said the statistics. I'm afraid even to mention the figures. I mean, it's so shocking. So it's a very common thing. So it is common thing when it's done deliberately. I mean, right, to a doctor. But that it should happen accidentally, so that's a very uncommon thing, that it should happen accidentally. So in the melee, the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, because Nimonesha, if it's done deliberately, so then it's also, and mention in case where something was done beneath there, so here too. I mean, what that has to do with the Gemara that you, that from the Gemara that you, it's Majma, that Rebbe doesn't want to mention something that is contingent upon Nisa, but it's his brother. But something that is contingent upon Nisa by the father, that Rebbe could mention, because the Gemara has the Kashe, the way the Namen is carried for Yaakov on a Sarote. Tell your name, all right. So, and if it's not on the liberty, so then it's very unusual, it's very uncommon. So it might happen once, I don't know, in 100 years maybe, when accidentally that it should happen. So the kashe is not such a strong kashe, but the whole assumption by the mayor that the Sabo Bamfete is not Asuro is not such a double point. It could be that Misabo Bamfete also has a din of Knapo. Alright. So Gimor says, my dai ko ime. And it's a sovi van ime, and it's a sovi mutse rabbi 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 rabbi. And so this more is saying that Hayabalavim is chelatet l'inish yabemet. And neither I say according to the Rabbanon, so it's l'inish yabemet. But the Rabbanon is l'inish yabemet because of Zero Bi Yerushalino or to Bob Bi Yerushalino. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Jewish will take to Hayabalavim, so every Hayabalavim has the same being like Hayabet Chrites Lididam. So what's the status of Hayabet Chrites Lididam? That it's not l'inish yabemet, so I'm not with my Yidman, and it's not with the Torah too. So it's mashma from this Gemara that Chayav Rav, according to Rabbi Akiva, is like Chayav Shchites Tzav, according to that. So in many ways, when the Mishnah says that Chelet is the word of Yabemet, it couldn't accord with Rabbi Akiva. Still, the Mishnah says it. So we see that the Tami of the Mishnah mentions Halochet that are controversial. That are controversial. So in many ways, he could mention him too. He could mention him too. I mean, how is it? And it's not contingent that it wouldn't be contingent upon a Nisa by the deceased brother. So, but it would accord with the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda that a Nisa Sobi is Muta. So the Gemara says, prepare to come in. When do we say that a Tame doesn't discuss anything that is based upon a Machleke? It's controversial that he is in this period, but the Aloche. The Aloche of Chayav Avon is mentioned in the second verse. For Bisham and Matir and Tatsori to Achim will be killer or Yisrim. So the Gemara says, and still it's mentioned. So the two things mentioned. So Bisham and Gemara can be killer of English. So that's not considered controversial. Masheike and Machleke between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda is considered controversial. Why should the Machleke between Shama and Yisrael not be considered controversial? Why is it controversial? Because we pass through Yisrael. So here we pass through the Rabbanon. We pass through the Rabbanon. It was then said, here we pass through the Rabbanon. Because we pass through the Rabbanon. But there was no halacha that we have to pass through the Rabbanon. We pass through the Rabbanon. Masha'inke over there, so because of the Pascha, so we have to pass through like the Yisrael, like the Shama. So maybe it's not even considered, since there was a choy by the Pascha, that halacha is like the Yisrael. So it's not considered as something controversial. Why is it talking to Loyal Be Romney? It's with the Shin Rabono, because Hane, the name of the Shin, the Polish Shin. So the reason
אותו אחר. והוא אומר הרבה שחובו כל ירפשים מהם, אז לא בשבילו, אז לא בשבילו. זהו, גמור עשה, לא יפה איתם רבה איש. ואמרו את זה, הוא יפה, הוא יפעצו, ותרפשים מהם עם מידה, אם כן תפרו את זה. זהו, זה כבר מישן מישן, זה רק אומר, הוא לא מידה מישן את זאת להם, זהו אינון תם של גרשו. כן, אנחנו רואה את זאת, מי לא עד הוא עשה, כי for something that is controversial, the mission of his male dimension. And Sine is controversial because he can only accord with Rabbono, not with Rabbi Yosef. All right then.
Now we left off in the Gemara. For the case of Rabbi Yosef, that says on the case. Now there's one case says, one small case says, we have to go over that test. From the Dalai Lama, some needs of this solution that we have to have on. I already referred to that thesis before, but I just want to go over that thesis again. And then the rest of the Gemara consists, until you don't raise, consists just of arithmetic, nothing else. But in this needs of this solution that we have to have on, behold, duch the pshidel rasha. So what do we see from this Gemara? Now it's a big chiddush. Now, we know that only Chayom Yitzchikes. So there is no zikr. So there is no yid, no chlite, and we patter the tzot. But chayov elavim, so we raise, so is misyabemes. But the chachomim lo geise, a gzeir abhi yavishen oto b'lishmir. And chayov elavim the efe, so according to most rishenim, we raise, she is pturo min alivim, but she requires chlite. And according to some rishenim, so we raise, she is pturo min alivim, mu min achlite, because according to my son of the Gemara, there is no alocha of yesh lachim vamarachat. So the Meile seems she's not ill even because there is no Enes and Yechalit and Tevete. So the Meile, there is no Mitzchuit either. But only with Rabbon, it's Chilet with Ben Mitzchavet. But the Halokhe, or that the Tumah Min Achlis and Ayyidm and Tata the Zohe, that applies only to Chalom Yishvim. So this Gemara says that only Yahweh Ben Yidam. We pass by Shema Timon. The Zushin is safe and Chalom Alab. And Dushni is not a fancy neither. Mashein came